Good Morning Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
Me Grimlock checking out Good Morning Cybertron while munching on cesium salami. Or is it beryllium bologna? Mm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Old Man Scott. You guys have no idea. None. And I'm really sorry about last week. We'll get into that in just a second. With me today, all the way from sunny California, it's Xavier.
It's terrible. I'm sorry you guys missed the show, but honestly, I feel like we have to address the elephant in the room. Kyle wouldn't stop saying the N-word.
That's a horrible thing to say about my weight. I know I'm wearing a gray shirt, but come on, did you have to call me an elephant?
Damn. Kyle just went Kyle's sick, and he just went full on Southern. He's like, I have to say it. And his Southern brain went full 300% Southern. N-word this, N-word that. Kyle.
I don't even
Please,
know what
we
fucking
have a show to do.
Banjo came from. It was weird. Like, you could hear
the
banjo.
Strauss witch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Kept happening.
And all the way from the south, where the air is 90% fucking trees. It's Kyle. How you doing, buddy? Yeah, you're muted, dude.
Thank God that mic was off.
Yeah.
Hold on, shit,
I'm
sitting under a minute to Xavier.
Whew. Damn.
See what we had to deal with last week? Kyle. For shame.
Yeah. Hey, before we get started, send some good vibes out to Thomas. I don't want to get too much because I don't know how much Thomas wants out there. But just suffice it to say, Thomas was a little bit sick today. As we all are, I guess. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. We're all fucking falling apart. So Thomas is a little bit sick today. I don't know if he'll make it on later. It'll be his story to tell, you know. But just send some good vibes Thomas's way. Dwayne Marsh says, yay, made it. Good morning, Cybertronians. Good to see you, Dwayne. Duanas Perez, we missed you. I missed you guys. Man, you have no idea how much I wanted to be here, last week. But I just... there was no way I was making it. None at all.
I even called Scott
In
the middle of the week, and I was just like, how you doing? And he's like, I can't walk.
I can't fucking walk. I can't fucking... my entire world is pain, and I can't fucking walk. So our story begins... almost immediately after last week's episode, the last episode we did, right? It was that Wednesday night. It was about 1:30 in the morning, and one of my cats wakes me up, right? Knocks something over, and I go out, I clean up the mess, I sit back down, pull the blanket over myself, my wife's awake, and I cannot stop shivering. Can't do it. I sat there and shivered for close to 2 hours. My muscles fucking hurt. My chest was tight. My arms were hurting. Finally, I said to the lovely Ariana, I said, I need to jump in the shower. I need to jump in the shower and get just the hottest water. I cranked that water up. Finally, I get the chills out of me. Now, earlier that day, my boss had the stomach flu. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting stomach flu. So Thursday morning, I wake up long enough to text my boss, I ain't coming in today, right? And I lay back down and I sleep. and I sleep. And then about 2:30 in the afternoon, I try to wake up. I'm up for about 10 minutes, and then I go back to sleep. I try to get up at 6. Try to drink something. Nothing will go down. Go back to sleep. Repeat for Friday. Saturday morning, I wake up. I feel pretty good. I put my left foot down, and every fucking thing hurts. I walk in. Well, I hobble into the bathroom. I take a piss, and it's the color of tea. So instantly, I'm thinking, well, you know, Scott, you didn't really drink a lot of water whenever you were asleep. So you have gout now. So I just keep pounding the water, keep pounding the fluids, keep pounding the fluids, keep pounding the fluids. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday rolls around. Monday, I finally email my doctor and go, look, something's wrong. I'm not good. And they get me in there and they look at my leg and go, oh, this isn't gout. You thought you had gout from dehydration? No, you have cellulitis. Maybe even a blood clot. Let's get you some antibiotics. And that puts me into Wednesday. And the entire week has just been me in pain. And my poor fucking leg looks like the surface of the moon. I'm not going to disgust you people with it. I already showed the boys here. It's disgusting. But I'm on the mend. The bad thing was, the real kick in the nuts, they canceled my surgery to get the glass out of the foot because of this. My foot should be glass free, but now I got to wait a little bit longer. So that's where everything is right now. And
Scott.
Yes.
At least you have the glass for a little bit longer until it files an injunction against you and says, hold on, can we push the court date back for my expulsion from Scott's foot? I didn't get all the documents I was allowed.
Everybody keeps telling me, you know, Scott, you need to talk to a fucking lawyer about that. You had glass in your foot for how long? That shit should have been out night one. You need to talk to a fucking lawyer, right?
Fat bitch mortgage broker.
Fat ass mortgage. Dude, if I knew I could get like $300,000 out of this, I probably would talk to a lawyer. I'd talk to a lawyer right away. Because that's enough to move my ass down south. Get me a nice little plot of land. Move away from Johnstown. Yep. Ah, man. Hey, Crossbones Koopa, how you doing? Crossbones says, I'm a hurting unit. I ended up holding a cast iron stove. I helped my dad, and he tripped and fell, and I was holding up the stove. I think I've blown every vein in my arms. Cold shivers, Scott. I had that a few weeks ago. I was freezing and could not get warm. Yeah, dude, it's this gut thing is going around. We're not here to talk about how we're getting really fucking old, because apparently we are. Dewana says, when you get the glass out of your foot, are you going to keep it? If not, you could always sell it. No, I'm actually going to keep it and have a piece of jewelry made out of it. I'm thinking a little anklet. It's,
you know, for home protection, because it'll double as a knife.
I don't know what the law is in Pennsylvania. There are certain states where they say, like, if you have, like, an amputation or something removed, the hospital has to keep it because of biohealth concerns. But then there are some states that even if you fucking get your leg amputated, they'll let you keep it. There's some woman on Instagram who had her leg amputated, so she took it and got it skeletonized and now takes it on vacation with her. And puts it into weird, like she'll go mini golfing with it and use it as a putter.
Damn.
Yeah. That's hard. That's hardcore humor is what that is.
That's fucking committing to the joke.
If they let me keep it, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
I still have. Is it here? I still have the piece of glass that I did remove from my foot myself. It's around here someplace. Oh yeah, here it is. This is the piece of glass I pulled out of my toe.
Yeah, you did that. Not the fucker at the hospital.
Not the doctors. Yeah, right there.
You did that.
Hold on.
And little did you know.
There's more.
It's literally the tip of a fucking iceberg.
Yeah. Right there. I hit the brakes in my car and felt something jab the inside of my toe. So I took an X-Acto knife and widened the hole and pulled that out. So, yeah. That's not an insubstantial chunk of glass.
No, that's
pretty fucking big one. Belusha said, I found a fucking rib cage when I worked at the hospital. God damn, Belusha. That fucker's coming home with me. I mean, think of everything you can do. You can, put it on a clothes hanger and dry clothes off of it, like other clothes hangers and stuff like that. Decorate it up for Christmas. Duana says, Kitty... This is my good kitty. This is Wilford Brimley. Aren't you? Who's a good little diabetes? Oatmeal. Oh,
who's a good,
my
good diabetes.
Diabetes. Oh my heavens! Now, let's talk about some toys instead of me being a fucking old ass man, dying a slow death with just the hottest wife possible beside me. Let's talk. Toy Dot
yeah,
Run.
Let's do that.
Oh my God. There's a lot of neat stuff. KR Brickbot put up some 6 blind box figures, and Sir Toys is showing off, like, there's Rescue Bots Academy pullback stuff. This is essentially Twitter for toys. I like to have some sort of weird, happy-go-lucky horse shit thing that I say every week. I just don't have the energy for it this week, man. Usually I sit down and I take 15 minutes and I write something about Paul fighting off goblins from the fucking inner earth while atmospheric beasts swoop down and try to eat plastic toys. I just don't have it in me today. I mean, you can feel it. It's right there. But Sir Toys, God bless their long gone hearts. This is where you can follow them. This is beautiful. Go over. It's better than Twitter because this is run by Paul. Twitter is run by some sort of goblin that won at capitalism. So it's just better. It's just better. Toy.run. Get over there. It's fantastic. Good news, bad news. I'm not sure. John Warden has rejoined the Transformers brand team. Now, in one way, I'm very happy about this, because the John Warden stuff, John Warden, he was kind of there to, like, Aaron Archer, and I'm not saying Aaron Archer was a bad lead to the toy team. Far from it. But God help you if you ever wanted anything G1, because the closest thing, you like the battle chargers? Well, I'll tell you what, here's what you're going to get. We're going to take the worst of the Armada mold, and you're going to get one of them. You're going to get one, the black one, and it's the mold's going to suck. It's going to suck just as bad as it did in Armada. We're going to put it in Cybertron. We'll call it Run Amok, and it'll be just there. There's your G1. Shut up. You get no fucking headmasters. And Warden came in and went, everybody's a headmaster now. So it was like the pendulum swung from one extreme to the other. Like all of a sudden, Cut and Blur and Hot Rod are all headmasters. And it seemed like we've hit like that happy medium. But Warden's rejoining. I'm curious to see what everybody feels about this. How do you feel about John Warden rejoining the team?
Yeah, like... indifferent, because it's I mean, we've had time to heal, but it's like, if he's coming back, is it because it's a cost-cutting measure? Is he somehow saying I can do more with less money or something like that? I don't know. Really, the litmus test will be, what is the first product he puts out? That's what, like, I'll take what idea is he planning, and whoever leaks the first image of his prototype, and we see where his thought process is going, that'll be like, okay, John Warden's either the right fit, he's upped his game, or it's business as usual. Anyone's call, really. But yeah. It's like, okay, what do you have in store? And now it's the waiting game. Now it's like, what are we gonna get? I have no idea.
I have a theory about why they brought Warden on, but Kyle, what do you think about Warden rejoining the brand team?
He was in charge from, like, wasn't it? It was definitely Titans Return. What, didn't he like drop off at Kingdom?
I think so. I remember watching the Hasbro Pulse live stream where he just. And I dipped to G.I. Joe. Later, you robot fuckers. I don't think he actually said that.
Yeah, here's the deal with G.I. Joe. If he's been in charge of G.I. Joe since, I guess, the line started, he's done very good.
So let's see. John William Warden is the current director of product design for Transformers at Hasbro and a man with a long history of the brand. He began G.I. Joe. He worked on Age of Extinction, Thrilling 30. Let's see here. Combiner Wars, Kingdom, Prime Wars, War for Cybertron Trilogies, codifying the studio series, created BotBots, going out on a high note with a successful launch of HasLab Unicron. And then he went to Power Rangers and Ghostbusters.
Interesting.
And at the first Hasbro PulseCon, he passed his position to Lenny Panzeca. As of April 2024, he has quietly returned to the world of all Transformers as the directors of product design for both Transformers and G.I. Joe. So he went to Power Rangers and Ghostbusters, which, in my opinion, those are two properties Hasbro's kind of really neglected.
Yeah, I don't know what has been a thing going on with Power Rangers for years. Chase would really have to be the one that updates me. It's like, hey, buddy, what's the new thing with Power Rangers that's been John Warden-esque?
I guess I'm the Ghostbusters guy. Because
it's been fucking nothing.
They've done a couple of figures for Frozen Empire, but
I've seen those.
Yeah, they're kind of like cutesy, chibi versions of the lead characters, but they don't have like a Patton Oswalt figure or the English guy that was in Frozen Empire. They don't have the main bad guy, Shedlock or whatever the fuck his name was in Frozen Empire. They just don't have, right? You get like a Ghostbuster, a Ghost, and a re-release of the Ecto-1, right? And I guess the best thing that Warden has done for the Ghostbusters brand has been the re-release of the old stuff, the old Kenner stuff from back in the day.
Right, the Fright figures.
Yeah.
Ones that pop their tops and all that strange stuff.
I got those. Those are sitting out in a box right here. I got those over my illness. I just haven't opened them yet, but it feels like the brand has been very, very neglected.
It's hard to do anything to get excited about when there's no media. The only thing people have had are three movies in the past 4 years, something like that.
But here's the thing. We do have the media. I mean, Frozen Empire, it wasn't super successful, but it was successful. And, like, if you're going to do... They did Frozen Empire toys, right? But you didn't give us the bad guy. You know, what the fuck? Like, in recent memory, the worst fucking Transformers movie line we had was the Age of Extinction one. Where it was like all Autobots and two Decepticons, right?
No fucking bad guys.
Yeah, no fucking bad guys. And that, to me, like, the highlight of that was the fucking Dinobots. And I like the fact they gave us Dinobots that weren't even in the movie. But beyond that, Where's my fucking bad guys? A stinger? A fucking stinger and Galvatron. And it was just...
No, we didn't get Stinger. We got Lockdown.
Oh, that's right. We got Lockdown. That's right. We didn't get Stinger until Studio Series. You are absolutely correct. Yeah. And there was a ton of stuff they could have done with that. There was, you know, the two-headed Shockwave. We still have not got two-headed Shockwave, who I believe was named Dual Shock. We have not gotten multicolored Stingers. We haven't even gotten an Oreo Bot.
Yeah, that was a weird one. They really, really wanted just to reap the profits from that and just like give you the most bare essential toy line out of that whole fucking thing. I think you were done collecting that thing, that particular movie wave, after a week.
Damn near instantly. I got a few more bad guys out of it, only because I went to like one step changers. I got like that trash truck that turned into long haul and shit like that. You know, it was just
didn't take a lot of effort to collect that line.
No, it didn't. I've got $80.
No, it's like...
I got the whole line. Shit. Do you know what my favorite figure?
To wrap up my thoughts.
Go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead.
To wrap up my thoughts on John Warden, I hold in my hand two toys that were designed, should be around the same time, which is Generation Selects Rotor Storm, which was originally Spence, and Earthrise Cliffjumper. If we get more of Spinister, then we're good. Like, if we get more of this, we're great. And there's a delay going on, I can tell.
A little bit.
If we get more of this, where I have to do that, transform my toy, we're not in good shape. And one more thing. Why, in the name of all that is decent on this planet, are they not using Plasma Series to do the Kenner stuff, but at 6-inch scale?
You are asking a lot of them.
Yeah. No.
You are asking them to even understand their own scaling. Like, they go, you say, why is the Plasma Series not 6-inch scale? Why is this? And they go, the fuck does that mean? Does it print money? What? No. Get the fuck out of here, nerd.
Yeah, you dumb fuck.
Here's the reason. I'm actually going to skip ahead in the show notes here. Here's the reason why I think they brought John Warden back. And that is because they've announced a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover movie at CinemaCon 2024. So I think they're bringing Warden in because he has history with G.I. Joe, because he has history with Transformers, and obviously this movie is going to need somebody who's worked on both teams.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but... the problem is, you still have Lorenzo de Bonaventura in charge of it.
Do we?
So it's already fucked.
He's only in charge of the characters, though, isn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, and he's also like, oh, we can't have Cobra Commander wear a hood because he looks like a Klansman. I know what a fucking Klansman looks like. I've seen the footage.
You know,
he doesn't look like a Klansman.
He is a bad guy.
Oh, he can't wear his helmet with the mask. Can't wear the silver mask with the helmet because that's a Nazi helmet. He's a fucking bad guy.
My wife just walked through the room, and I gotta tell you, she is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. I love her so much. I want to say this out to the universe and everything. I am the luckiest man in the goddamn world to have Ariana at my side. I can't believe the stuff that she puts up with from me. And not only puts up with, but revels that I do. No. Hey, honey, do you want to order the 18th pizza of the day? Yes. Yes, I do, you sexy son of a bitch. Okay.
You know what? What? True love, ask her to scratch your leg for you.
Oh, she would. No, no, this is not a lie. Like, the skin has just been falling off my leg. It's like a really bad sunburn. She has been putting lotion on my leg for me. She has been putting lotion on my... That's love. That's love. my leg looks like a fucking red pickle. And she's, honey, do you want me to put more aquifer lotion on it? Yes, please and thank you. And she's done it. Fucking love. Right? Fucking love. My second wife once told me I would die alone because she doesn't like going into hospitals.
Oh, she had nosocomophobia. Yeah. That's literally a fear of hospitals.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I know what that means because Richard Nixon also had that fear.
Because all the devils are there. That's why. let's see here. Over to the chat. Crossbones Koopa said, "Oh, foe Xavier and Kyle, if he likes to know, I got a G.I. Joe classified Slaughter's Marauders barbecue." Dewana says, "I'm pretty sure one of my cats developed anxiety. You know the cats I got to help with my anxiety." Wilford has anxiety. Wilford had a brother named Cthulhu. His full name was Cthulhu, Dark Lord of the Underworld and Purveyor of Fine Cuddles. Unfortunately, Cthulhu passed away, and Wilford actually developed fucking anxiety and started fur mowing, which is where they just, to comfort themselves, they just lick their fur and lick their fur and lick their fur. And he's better now, but like the patches of fur on poor Wilford, you know, they'll never grow back as full as they were. But no, I understand. I understand. Crossbones Koopa, can someone slap Shockwave's booty for me? Well, you got it. Wolf 1701, I hate John Warden. Where's Ben? Is Ben okay? Power Rangers is on a hiatus, and you just admitted Ghostbusters line sucks. Fucking John Warden. Crossbones Koopa, Power Rangers Hasbro is going to reboot for Netflix as a series. Once and Always a Ranger was the last of it. 30 years, and there's going to be a change for now. Wolf 1701 says, no, it's on hiatus now. Maybe they change it later. Crossbones Koopa said, long story short, the golden age of Power Rangers is over, and there's going to be a massive overhaul. Wolf 1701, Japan got a singer. It was a Bumblebee repaint. Even look at that picture you have up of John Warden. He looks lost and confused. He has no idea what he's doing, like, in life. Yeah, they've announced the movie for the 15th time in the past 20 years. This will never happen. I'm glad your leg's better and you're okay. Yeah, thank you. And then Wolf finishes up with, I was afraid you said the hell with these eight people a week. No, I love these people. I love these people. I will be honest. I've kind of lost a lot of love for Transformers over the 2 weeks. I suffered some sort of weird fucking ego death, and I canceled a whole shitload of pre-orders. But these boys, man, I don't think I ever stopped. Did I ever stop talking to you guys, like, whenever I was sick? I don't think I did. Yeah.
I mean, you did die for two days, so yes.
Whenever I was conscious. By God, I was on there. I was on there today. You can ask Kyle. I was messaging every couple of minutes. Thomas, come on. And then Crossbones Koopa says, G.I. Joe.
Thomas, go to the fucking hospital.
Thomas,
dude.
Go. You're in Canada. It's free. G.I. Joe for a movie needs to be set in the 80s. And done by someone that knows their shit. I will agree with that. Moving on. Transformers 1 trailer is going to premiere here tomorrow in space.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
We're just, you know, because.
Great. The atmospheric beasts will know about Transformers now. The giant stratospheric amoebas will know. Paramount has sent word on the new Transformers 1 trailer. The first trailer for Transformers 1 is debuting like no movie ever has in space. The long-awaited origin of how the most iconic characters in the Transformers universe, Orion Pax and D-16, went from brothers in arms to becoming swarm enemies, Optimus Prime and Megatron, will debut its trailer on Thursday, April 18th. The launch kicks off 6 a.m. Pacific time, with a live stream countdown showing the journey into space. After 1 hour, the craft will reach its peak at 125,000 feet above Earth, revealing the trailer with a custom introduction video from the stars, Chris Hemsworth and Brian Tyree Henry. The event will be streamed from @TransformersMovie social accounts, the Paramount Pictures YouTube channel, and co-streamed by Hemsworth on Instagram. This is fucking stupid. You're launching.
They have a lot of faith in this movie, by the way.
You're launching a TV into space so that absolutely no one can see it. No one. No one. Look, if you want to premiere it in space, just send it up to the fucking ISS. Give the ISS like a 10-minute head start in front of everyone else. Boom, you've premiered it in space. You don't have to fucking launch a ship. God damn it.
Scott feels better
already.
Shouldn't
this be like a Star Trek? Shouldn't this be like a Star Trek movie?
Shouldn't that be money that goes to feed the fucking homeless?
Yeah, no.
I would have all the respect in the world. I would have all the respect in the world if, like, somebody came out and you're, "Hi, my name is Gary Ballsack. I'm the priority management Hasbro team development Fogarty, John Fogarty, creating this Clearwater revival for Hasbro. We were originally going to spend $198 million to launch a TV into space and show the trailer to absolutely nobody. But then we thought to ourselves, why not end hunger in America and put that money to some good use and maybe just let the people on the space station see the trailer first. The next thing Hasbro is going to do, we're going to dig a canal that's going to connect the Mississippi through the Great Lakes into the fucking ocean, in the Pacific Ocean. It'll carve the North American continent in half. Every river and lake in on the continent will turn to salt water and will cause untold money in damages. I will take no questions. Goodbye. You know, it's fucking hell. What a stupid ass thing to do.
I will just watch it on YouTube like everybody else when it debuts. That's it.
Are they actually launching a ship?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm confused with this marketing. There's no illustrations to show how this works.
Right. 6 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
6 a.m. Pacific time. That's
believe...
3 a.m. for me, isn't it? No, it's 9 a.m.
Yeah.
for me. 9 a.m.
Am I supposed to believe? I mean, if they launch from Florida or Texas, you know, two blasted hellscapes, I'm sure they could just buy their way into space. Yeah, like, fuck it. There's no ethical standards.
Everyone knows NASA faked the Transformers 1 trailer. Ain't no satellite launching the movie into space because globe Earth. Everyone knows the Earth is flat with firmament over it. Oh, God. They get Stanley Kubrick just to... Not to do Transformers 1, but just to film the launch of Transformers 1. Oh. This is fucking...
Speak Zarathustra.
Fucking stupid. This is fucking stupid. There are people dying in America. There are people starving to death, and we're sending up trailers into space. The fuck is wrong with us as a society? What the fuck is wrong with us as a society?
Well, podcasting number one, top of
this
the list.
Podcast costs me nothing. Like, okay, $15 for the headset. Help. Hasbro is launching a TV into space so that nobody can watch the trailer premiere. My wife, who doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about, just gave me a dirty look. It's...
Scratch your own leg, man.
Oh. Don't touch me with your filthy, diseased leg, she says.
Leaper.
Leaper.
You a leaper, man.
Leaper. Oh, fuck me. I don't fucking know what people think. I just... This doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Well, you're old, you're crotchety, and you're sick, so I understand that.
I'm all three of those things. You are correct. I am old, crotchety, and sick.
I'm just confused how this is going to work. And then if it's supposed to be some sort of, like, genius marketing strategy or just a goddamn waste of money.
What happens if the rocket blows up? Then we'll never see the trailer.
That would be the best fucking outcome.
Never see the trailer. The president,
that was our only copy.
The president comes on the TV. I'm sad to inform you that Orion Pax and D-16 perished in the rocket launch this morning. Time of death, 3:16. Heroes. They were all heroes.
Gettysburg, wow.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It is. Jesus Christ. Going over to the chat. Wolf 1701 says space trailer reminds me of Spaceballs. Duana Perez says projected onto the moon. Wolf 1701, they had to bring John Warden back for the space trailer shit. Fuck this. Just keep Ben. I like the moon idea, but the aliens are probably going to be mad. They don't like us fucking with the moon. Gee, I wonder why Paramount is losing money and has to sell property. They've downgraded a toxic purchase recently, and they want to do this shit. We are a Hunger Games society now. Dwayne Marsh says, they could do a throwback. They could do a throwback price instead of wasting money on a useless launch. Yeah. And Wolf 17, you want to get me excited for the movie? Launch John Warden into space. Oh, man. I'm caught and I miss my family. Oh,
you know, he'd probably find a way to catch up to Elon's Tesla up there and drive it back down to Earth.
That would be my plan. You launch me into space. I'm going to hold my breath until I find that roadster and drive that son of a bitch back to the planet.
It did come with a spacesuit. He would be able to survive for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could find that video that people made where it's the roadster and then it cuts to, like, front on, you see the guy, and it's Bruce Willis from Pulp Fiction, and then in space, fucking, I think it's Ving Rhames, walks by with the donuts, looks at the roadster. It's like, so stupid. It's so funny.
And
I'll never find that video again. Never. It's gone. I've tried.
Crossbones Koopa says, wow, thinking about it, John Carpenter's The Thing is like a G.I. Joe horror movie. Look at MacReady. He looks like Snow Job, and Childs looks like Roadblock. Good call. Wolf 1701 says, I hope he's fucking listening. You hear me, John? Damn.
God, what did he do?
Yeah, man. Transformers Legacy United Deluxe RID Sideburn. New in-hand images. This is one of those situations. I have the original toy. I have RID Sideburn. And this is one of those situations where I have looked at this figure, and I went, I've got the original. I'm good.
I
don't need it.
Don't ever remember him having a Doctor Strange transportation ring.
I think that's just like part of the. I think that's just, you know, he doesn't come with that ring. That was just part of it. Was Prime versus Prime did the review, so it's like through the space bridge.
Yes, Prime versus Prime.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's going for.
The man with the most oddly shaped rectum in all of Transformers reviews. And trust me, there are some guys giving him a run for his money.
I thought he meant face because he kind of looked. But I remember he looks weird.
I don't know what Prime versus Prime. I don't know what a lot. Like, the only reviewers that
all
I know what they look.
We should be upset.
I know what Bolt Matrix looks
that this
like.
This is even here. Like,
oh.
Like, look at this stolen toy that definitely has everything to do. This is hurting. This is so bad, man. It's like hurting Hasbro. More than the fucking space launch, by the way. This is certainly Hasbro, not wasting money on a space launch.
Like, if
this
they
stolen toy that, like,
if this comes out as like Shadow Striker and Roulette, like the BotCon versions of them, I'll get those. This is a pass for me, though. This, I'm done. If I have a better version, the old toy should not want the new toy should not make me want the old toy.
I mean, the old toy was very asymmetrical.
Yeah.
From what I remember. It was just like, it's got to be unique. It's got to be kibble-tastic because they leaned 100% into kibble back in the day. They were like, you know what? No more backpacks, which was, you know, a nice change. Everything has to have a place now. And even if that means hanging off to the side like a goddamn shoulder pauldron, do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to their credit, it was unique. Every Transformer was unique. You had the whole RID line, like barely anything transformed the same way twice, which was amazing. And the designs, like on Sideburn, the helmet was really cracked out weird. But still, everything at least looked different and unique. This is just the Shadow Striker mold again.
Yeah. Yeah. And God help me, I kind of like that asymmetrical feel. You know, I don't want every Transformer to be asymmetrical, but it's kind of neat whenever you have some that are asymmetrical, you know?
I'm mildly interested just because it's like RID Sideburn's a weird one. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he's way too horny, which was an amazing character choice for a kid show. And he's had all of 3 toys this entire time he's been published. So
red, like, blue, and this one.
Club. There was a club version. Well, no, there was a club one because he had a club release with
Oh, that's right. That the Hot Rod. The Hot Rod repaint. Yeah.
The blue Hot Rod repaint. Yeah. So he gets his comeuppance just every now and then. And it's like, okay, well, he hasn't been an original mold in so long. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what he's been missing, just to be something really cool again. I mean, the Shadow Striker mold is somewhat appropriate, but he really needs to be his own creation. Because, he's got that Hot Rod feel. He kind of has the same look to him that Shadow Striker does. But it's like, he doesn't do the same crazy shit that he did in RID, which is what really pushes the toy over the top. Can he color shift? That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Super Saiyan Sideburn? Come on.
Man,
instead of the Doctor Strange ring, just get one of those Tamashi stands from, like, Bandai and some Goku hair and make him go Super Saiyan. That would make this pictorial look great.
Well, I'm going to buy it. I guess I'm the only one.
Yeah, like I said, I'm kind of done buying everything that gets released. I'm just... And I may regret it. I may regret it down the road. But I'm
no,
starting...
Scott, no regrets.
No regrets. No regrets. I just... I haven't been able to walk up the steps. This morning was the first day I've been able to walk up the steps since I got sick. And I have to walk up 2 flights of stairs to visit my collection room. And it's just... I'm starting to realize I don't miss it. You know? I don't miss it. So, I mean,
but it
I
misses you.
Probably. I'm going to sell some stuff. I'm going to get rid of my Studio Series Dinobots.
Shit, wait for me.
What's that?
Nothing.
No, but like my Studio Series Dinobots, I was looking. I have like the G Creation Shuriking. And I was looking at pictures of those the other day and went, these are superior to the Studio Series in every fucking single way. Hmm. Why do I have the Studio Series Dinobots?
Because they're Studio Series.
That's not good enough for me anymore, man. I need something else. I need to get the fuck out of Johnstown.
Therapy.
I need the fuck
out
of Johnstown is what I need.
I think I've decided I'm going to buy... like Planet X, Star Saber, and Victory Leo before I buy the Hasbro.
I'm going to get rid of my Perfect Effect Leo and my Masterpiece Star Saber. Those are on the chopping block too. Those are on the
masterpiece Star Saber.
Yeah.
The non-authentic one, the one that originally hurt you when you were a youngin'.
Oh, no, I already sold that one. The original Star Saber, I already sold that.
Oh, I know, but it's just the legacy left behind of toys that have damaged you ever since.
Jesus, man, I don't know how much more damage I can take, Xavier.
You are like that scene from Jaws where they sit around the table comparing war wounds, except it's just you.
It's just me. fucking leg infection. Oh, you almost had a... Here's what's happened this year. I almost had a fucking stroke because my blood pressure spiked. I've had a leg infection, found out that there's glass in my foot, my house damn near burned down, I've had scabies... Jesus fucking Christ. And there's other stuff. That's just the peak of it. The tip of the iceberg.
Have you been over on Patreon? Have you been over on the Patreon? Scott almost lost his nipple due to an infected piercing.
I don't remember that, but I mean...
What the fuck?
That's because the brain thing happened. You know, the brain thing.
I'm repositioning my leg. Fuck. I had an insect laying eggs in my skin. Like, what the fuck? Fuck! What the fuck?
What did they do to us?
What did they do to us? What the fuck?
Are you full of bombshells now?
Well, a very popular theory. I finally had a doctor say it. You know, because I had someone here in the group chat say it. I had a friend of mine here say it to me. They went, "Do you think the scabies caused the cellulitis in your leg?" And I Googled it, and scabies can lead to cellulitis.
How do you think I knew?
Oh.
I Googled it.
You Googled it.
I Googled it and went, "Hey, yeah. Scott, maybe it was your scabies." And you're like, "A good theory."
Gets a very good.
It's probably your scabies.
It's probably your scabies.
But that's just the theory, a medical theory. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Number 5, scabies in the butthole.
Have you checked up your butthole?
I have lost 23 pounds in 2 weeks. So
Scott, no, that's like $11 American.
I'm not lying. I have lost 23 pounds in 2 weeks without diet or exercise. So I'm here to tell you that just leaves disease. It's moving over to the chat. Crossbones Koopa says, "I kind of don't care for Shadow Striker Legacy. The arms drive me crazy, so I'll skip on Sideburn." Dwayne Marsh says, "The old is better for strong arm." Crossbones said, "I think we can get an Expiron or Prowl RID 2001 for Legacy." Dwayne Marsh said, "Collar shifting would make it a buy." Crossbones says, "I hear you, Scott. I've been selling Marvel Legends." Crossbones also says, "Raffle for the Star Saber." Wolf 1701 says, "I feel like Transformers is really done. I saw the end coming for a bit now. I guess it's here. I'm just going to get everything good now and quit when the new Warden crap starts coming out. It'll just be vintage and third party for me." Belusha says,
we're all going to get the 13 primes. That's nowhere near done.
Yeah. Belusha said, "We're all going through it. I lost my light bulb yesterday." Shit, man. And Wolf 1701, "Join the Scabies weight loss program today." Crossbones says, "I want to get the 86 comic Grimlock and G2 one, and I'll be good for Dinobots." Yeah, I'm going to definitely keep my yellow tiger stripe Tony the Tiger Grimlock. Definitely keeping that. April 25th, we are getting the reveal of RoboSend Megatron. Enjoy your tank.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Is there a chance at in hell that it can flip on its back and become an upside down tank?
Oh man,
trigger!
It's a submarine, everybody. Looks like a Nazi submarine. Shoots people. Gosh. The Walther P-38 submarine. I think it'd be fucking hilarious if this was just a gun, and like it would like the Megatron transforms into a gun and just fucking falls over on its side. That would be hilarious.
The, the full Walther P-38, but it's actually held by the actors from A Man Called Uncle. It's like, how did you fit a whole actor into the transformation mode? It's even in black and white.
Richard Vaughn. That's why. Every,
I really don't care about this shit.
Every Robison Megatron, it's going to be $48,000 because it comes with a clone of Richard Vaughn that doesn't age.
Shit's going to be tight, yo. It'd be even funnier if it was the actual Walther P-38, but the entire thing is like that makes it a tank is like the four little wheels at the base of the like the handle. It's
just a gun. Just a gun with fucking tank treads on the handle. That would be great. It's a tank. What?
It's got a long barrel and treads. Doesn't that make it a tank?
That's not a gun. That's a tank. It's obviously you Armada Megatron's an H tank. This is an L tank. This is shaped like an L on its side. Oh my god.
One can hope, but no, they say in all caps, get ready to roll out. I'm like, okay, roll out. Like a tank, right? Like
okay,
tank?
That's
like...
just the brand, Xavier.
If...
Or have you seen how it's all capital on roll out? You think maybe they're trying to hide a message like
okay,
they do with this?
More than meets the eye is also in all caps, so maybe
if,
he actually is a gun. Who fucking knows?
If this transforms into a gun, I'll cut off Kyle's dick and eat it.
It's... Nice. Kyle? You're getting real close to saying the N-word again, buddy. We're going to have to cancel the show. You watch that southern tongue, boy.
Yow. Yow, yow. I don't give a shit about RoboSen. I'm going to say it right now. I don't give a shit about RoboSen. It looks really cool. But is it like... $2,000 out of my bank account? Cool. No.
I could buy several things for $2,000 that would give me more enjoyment.
If Kevin Smith can convince me to buy one, you're not going to convince me to buy the Megatron either.
$1,200 horse. Mm-hmm. Well, $100 horse wouldn't be $1,000. That'd be $1,002 horse.
How about a $1,400 sex doll and have that be the end?
I mean, math is hard, yeah. You know?
It really is, especially whenever you're sick. How much do I need for the bills, Scott? I don't fucking know, dude. Entire family makes me sick.
actually,
physically ill. I am, like, they're talking about cutting my leg off, dude. And they're not. I'll be fine.
They're not.
Just fucking with you guys.
Scott, what's that Paul Verhoeven style cinematic scene like in RoboCop where he's like laying on the operating table, just eyes open, dying, and it's just like, all right, glass removed from your foot, and it's just like dramatic reveal on the eyes. I'm dying. Flashbacks of my family.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I want. Just flashbacks of my brother, my 25-year-old brother beating the shit out of 10-year-old me. That's fantastic. This is great. Just let me die on the table.
Does he do it like Red Foreman? Punch!
Oh, man. That would have been nice because I would have been prepared for it. It was just usually just a fucking blind rage. Oh, my God. I can't wait to go to his funeral. That's really the only thing keeping me alive at this point.
How fucking old is he? 75?
Let's see.
24.
I think he's like 60, 66 at this point. 66, 67, something like that.
If he was 25 when you were...
No. Something like that. He's got to be dying soon. He's stupidly Republican, gay as fuck, and just
and gay.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely a dude that knows what penis tastes like.
65.
He's eating off the Chinese menu.
Like, he used to have me fix his computer. I mean, I don't know how that stuff got on there. He had like a big thing for like young looking guys in their 20s who were hairy but they shaved everything from the waist up, so it just looked like they were fucking wearing like shaggy pants with their dick out. It was
Kyle, what's that called? You know what that is.
Weird, man. It was fucking weird. Dude, it was just like dudes that were hairy that would shave their belly, chest, and back and face, but then they're like, it was like they were wearing hair pants. It was
hair pants.
They were
just call
like,
it that.
They hair were pants. Hirsute. They were very hirsute, but they would shave from the waist up.
Hair pants it is.
Hair pants. Is that the name of the show?
hang on, I'm trying to think. It's I'm trying to think of hair pants. What can I make the first half of?
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know.
Whenever he dies,
something, but it's not there.
Whenever he dies, I will feel free.
Like Tom Petty.
I don't wish him dead, but I will feel a sense of relief when he's dead. This just got dark.
No, I was going to let you hang there.
This just got dark.
This is dark.
This just really got dark.
Scott hates RoboSense so much. All he can think about is like, God, I wish my brother was dead. I hate RoboSense so much.
I don't wish he was dead. I would just, if he would die, I would be relieved. Hey, look, here's a popcorn bucket.
Hey, popcorn bucket.
That's what Optimus is going to look like in Transformers 1. No. There it is.
And the face is covered, just so we're clear.
There it is.
Bumblebee, and he looks exactly like he does in the Bay movies. Fuck.
There he is, old Chestimus Prime.
God, he looks like Energon Optimus, doesn't he?
He kind of looks like Big Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that's a transforming popcorn bucket?
No.
No. No.
No.
Damn it.
No. I want to eat popped corn from the chest of the king. I don't know
what if he doesn't shave that.
Do you think they'll ever do another movie about Jesus and we'll get like a Jesus popcorn bucket?
Oh, that'd be great.
I don't know. When was the last movie about Jesus?
Last movie about Jesus. Would that be The Passion of the Christ?
Dead or Alive, the video game adaption. Wasn't Jesus in that somewhere in the plot, if I recall? No, that was Tekken. Devil Cells.
Yeah.
There we go.
Listen, the best movie about Jesus. I will go to my grave saying this. If you want just the best damn movie about Jesus... Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. It's fantastic.
That's not... Wait, hang on. No, that's not real.
I swear to God it's
Kyle,
real.
Kyle, how fucking dare you question Scott's love of crap cinema?
Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter is fantastic.
Because he's also sick. Oh my God.
Yes, literally.
So you know what was even better was
straight the... further from God's grace.
No.
Who turned into a raptor?
Velocipastor. That was pretty good too.
Velocipastor.
Velocipastor. No, Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter is fucking great. Jesus Christ Returns because vampires are killing lesbians, and they're able to walk in the sunlight because they're skinning the lesbians, right? So Jesus Christ comes back to save the lesbians from all the vampires, but he needs help. So he gets Mexican wrestler Santo to help him fight the vampires. It's great. It is amazing. And
I mean, straight from the Book of Job.
Chef's fucking kiss. And I'll tell you what, the theme song to it fucking slaps. It's all good. It's all right. Everybody gets laid tonight. He came from heaven. Two stakes in his hands. To smote the vampires. And free the land. Come now and join him. All ye strong and bold, we'll fight together like the days of old. It's all good. Man. It's all
just like
right.
That, no audience.
Everybody God. Gets laid tonight. That's a fucking
still out there.
The first fight Jesus has isn't with vampires. It's with a bunch of atheists. It's... We don't believe in
not
you.
Hippies.
We don't believe in you, Jesus. We're here to take down your second coming ass. Actual line from the film. Fucking it. Where's my Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter popcorn bucket?
Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter D.
Oh, my
God. Hand.
Oh, my God. Going over to the chat. let's see here. Wolf 1701 says a little blow up Starscream to hold the gun inflates out of the back. I like the robot's ass. Dwayne March says the only Studio Series Dinobot I had intended to get was Sludge to make him paddles. I got Tiger Force Grimlock on Easter though. That swoop might be a buy. Crossbones says paddles upgrade is not bad, my friend. Got it. Wolf 1701. The face in the picture is covered by a sign that says no pictures. Dwayne Marsh says the Transformers needs its own Dune style popcorn bucket. Wolf 1701 says everything about this movie looks dumb. And then Crossbone says I can't eat popcorn. Some reason it turns me red because of all the salt they put into it. Popcorn without salt sucks. So I go out without cause and I say lightly salted and they never listen. God damn.
Just the defeated tone you repeated that in.
Never
listen. He's like,
never listen.
I'm really
empathizing here, man. I'm really
never
empathizing.
Listen.
They never listen.
Never listen.
Those sons God of bitches. Lightly salted, I say, and they know. Oh, you mean like this? I think they fucking do it on purpose. I think they do it on purpose. Oh, you fucking lightly salt the shit out of this. We got official images and a pre-order today. We got, what was the pre-order? It was something like ridiculous. Like 300
Optimus Prime
bucks. What was it? Yeah, there it is. Yeah, $280 gets
super,
you.
That's not how you spell Jinrai.
Jinrai. But there it is. Super Jinrai, the official images. There he is with Haikyuu. And you can get just the cab and Haikyuu, or you can get, like, the Power Master armor. And, yeah, that's just fuck. Fuck.
Also, I guess Masterpiece is
cool.
Officially dead.
I mean, I would get this if it was like $80.
No, I mean like I mean, straight up. They said like we're done with Masterpiece. We're gonna shift everything to MPG now.
Oh.
So like, I guess that's what's happening. I've not seen anybody confirm it.
Yes.
Yeah, TF Quick got updated and like I guess it's,
fuck,
it's true.
Fuck if I know.
It's been real hot minute since I've collected anything Masterpiece, so it's like, if this happened, I don't even think I would have noticed.
Yeah. Yeah. God help me, I think I kind of fucking like just my Titans Returns Power Master Optimus Prime better.
Yeah. I'm okay with this, this version of Jinrai, because it's like, this is awesome. I like... This has actually been one of my very first Transformers ever,
mm-hmm.
was the Power Master Optimus. I got him, I think, when I was like 5. So, yeah, really like this Optimus. I think they did a really good job replicating him in the Masterpiece scale. Price is a real sticking point, though. So
yeah.
I'm thinking that the Fans Hobby might just put theirs out again for way cheaper.
Oh, I mean, I'm interested in the fig, just not like something I'm going to go out of my way to get at the moment. It has to be something that's... I'm not really big on shipping because I just hate having to pay so much for shipping. It's just something I can't see myself doing because that's like you have to factor that in for a lot of stuff now.
Yeah.
If you can't get it in store. So, like, you know, a $50 fig is now suddenly $80. And then with tax, it's, like, almost double the price. So everything now has to be within reach, like, on the store shelf, or it has to be something very specific, like the HasLab projects. Other than that, it's just like, eh, I'm iffy now, because a lot of the stuff has shifted to online. It's like, you are killing me with these retail exclusives.
Yeah. That was like one of the things I canceled. Like that was one of the first things I went and canceled. I the Star Raiders things, right? I canceled Cannonball. I canceled Lockdown. Because I fucking looked at the figures and I went, I like the original. I like the Cannonball from Cybertron better. I like the Lockdown from Hunt for the Decepticons better. And Filch, okay, I don't have a Filch. I kept that one. I don't have a Farrakh. I kept that one. Yeah. But No. And this, like, I can see somebody looking at this and going, like, oh, it's a fair price. Not for me, man. Not for me. But it's okay. You know.
Yeah, shipping is nuts, man. Like, yeah. I wanted to get a X-Men 97, like, that single-seater Blackbird jet that they put out. Speaking of which, you know, and it was one of those weird...
Oh, shit.
It is a good theme song, too, by the way.
There it is.
But it's...
Okay, I'm done.
Sorry, I was weeping tears of joy. It was so
beautiful. Yeah, it was good shit.
Second content ID claim of the night.
I'm not that good of a singer.
We get a free slushy.
They'll go, hey, were you singing Tears in My Beer by Willie Nelson? Trying to do the X-Men theme, but I guess I'll cop the copyright claim. Yes.
But anyway, the X-Men jet thing, right? Like, they had a version of the Blackbird jet that came with, like, a Storm figure that was the Mohawk version.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really cool, and I also thought these figures are the perfect scale for, like, some of the G.I. Joe figs I have. So it'd be really cool just to do my own little crossover where the G.I. Joe... steal the X-Men stuff and ride around in it. But
fucking muties,
like, the pricing on it was absolutely awful. Exactly, Scott, exactly. But it's like half the price of the fig, or half the price of the vehicle for shipping, and I was like, no way I'm paying that. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, no, I get you. Going over to the chat, Duanes Perez says, Crossbones, you need to order no salted popcorn and bring salt packets with you. You can save money on salt packets by borrowing them from other businesses. Duanes Perez says, that MPPM Prime is so hot. For that level, the price ain't bad. Greatest theme song of all time ever. Crossbones Koopa says, so what are the good options for a Power Master Optimus that is less than this MP? Well, Kyle, you were mentioning a third-party one.
If you can get it anymore, I feel like they're going to just put it out again, because, like, Hasbro's doing theirs. Might as well. We have one, and ours is cheaper. Let's put it out and see how many we sell.
Yeah, seriously.
I think it's Fans Hobby Power Base.
Okay. Let's see here. Group Fans Hobby Power Baser. Ugh. Well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to talk about this. Hey, do you know the first four episodes of Transformers that you can watch at home and pause if you have to go pee? How about taking away the ability to pause and also being around a bunch of nerds that don't know how to bathe? On Wednesday, May 15th.
Sounds good.
Yeah, on Wednesday, May 15th, you're going to be able to go to select cinemas across the United States and watch the Till All Are One, the 40th anniversary reunion screening of Transformers, the first four episodes. It's going to be have a behind-the-scenes table read. Will appear on a split screen for the pilot episode. The original voice actors, Peter Cullen, Frank Welker, will be revisiting their characters together with Greg Berger and Frank Todaro. Their fans are going to get a sneak peek of the third season of Earthspark, the traditional screening of the next three episodes. It's, it's going to be good. Is anybody going to see this? Because I'm not. I just despise people. I have become a curmudgeon.
Where is this being held?
All over the fucking place. I think it's like a lot of IMAX theaters. So if you go, like, here, I'll go to Transformers 40th Cinematic Event. Let's see, Johnstown Showtimes. I either have to go to Monroeville or Homestead or Pittsburgh to see this. But let's check out
those
where
all sound like terrible options.
They really are. Let's see what Xavier's options are. Mountain View. You can go to the Cinemark Century Mountain View 16 and see it.
Oh, that one. I didn't even know that was still open.
Apparently it is. Yeah. What city are you in?
Mobile.
Alabama. Alabama. The AMC Bayou 15 in Pensacola, Florida. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, fuck that. Thank God I didn't want to see this shit.
You down in Mobile, Alabama? We going to fucking punish you some bitch.
If it was the first three episodes, maybe, but why are you tacking on the fourth one that has nothing to do with the other three?
I tell
Wasn't
you.
The fourth episode, the Space Bridge episode?
I think so.
Which is literally not connected to the other three in any goddamn way. It's just a cliffhanger.
That's the one where they tortured Bumblebee and Spike. It's like, we're going to launch you into space, and if you survive, fucking great. We know this works, and if not, you're fucking guinea pigs.
We could put this in a theater in Mobile, but it's just going to be 18 Gators and Kyle watching it. It's just what's the zip code down there? That can't be right.
6666.
What's the zip code for Mobile, Alabama? There, dude.
36618.
36618. That far off.
Mobile, Alabama.
Bam.
Oh, here we go. We got some more options here. We got Cinemark Gulfport 16 in Gulfport, Mississippi. And 5149 Bayou Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, Kyle, man, you better be careful. You get raped down there and you get pregnant, you can't have an abortion.
Crossbones Koopa wants to know, is it in Springfield, Vermont?
Okay, no one has asked the price yet.
It's going to be a fuck ton. I don't know. Let's see. None. It's even worse. It's even worse for Crossbones.
Jesus.
You don't get to fucking see it.
What? You wanted to show your support for the franchise you love? You wanted to go see it? Pay money? Fuck you. That's what you get.
I tell you what. Giga Twin says, congratulations, Scott. You've lived long enough to become like Shrek, hating the company of strangers, only enjoying the company of your wife and close friends. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty fucking sweet. It's pretty fucking sweet. Dewana says, me and Wolf are going to see it as long as life doesn't decide to fuck us again. And Crossbone says, I think Tubi has all the G1 episodes free to watch. Giga Twin, real quick, buddy, how's your brother doing? Because we've all been worried about your brother, man. How's your brother doing? Let us know in the chat. moving on from this happy horse shit, going to looky what I found. If you guys don't mind, I'd like to do my looky what I found first. Over here on TFW, there's a dude. Let me see if we have any new news here. Not a goddamn thing worth mentioning. There's a dude over on TFW. He goes by the name Mavs, M-A-V-S. I believe that's him. And he has created just something fucking beautiful. If you've got a Junker Titans Return Soundwave, he has created a kit that'll turn it into Grandis.
Oh, that's cool.
And, yeah, that is... It is looking real fucking good. There's Grandis.
Shit, that kind of upgrade, that reminds me of that thing in fucking the Naked Gun movie where O.J. Simpson, Burn in Hell motherfucker,
yeah,
where he took his handgun and all the pieces out of his duffel bag and he turned his handgun into like an anti-tank cannon.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn. You know, I guess finally the real killers have been killed. Jesus. Yeah, and Mavs has even made it transform. OJ died. Isn't that great?
Fucking, doesn't your leg just feel that much lighter?
Yeah. Yeah, OJ came out earlier this year with the thing going on. Man, I'm not in hospice. I don't know what people are saying. I don't have cancer. And then he died of cancer. Who would have thought OJ was a liar?
I know, right?
Yeah, but this Grandis. Yeah.
Yeah. Context. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another human died. Great. We're rocketing towards extinction.
Look, it's a human that took out two humans and got away with it.
I don't know.
This, yeah, I'm.
And debatable.
Are you
debatable?
I gotta know. Are you? I gotta know, dude. Are you one of those guys who thinks OJ was innocent?
I don't know. I'd have to look at it all again. I haven't looked at it since high school.
Fair enough. Fair. And you know what?
When you're a high schooler and then like puts on the glove and it doesn't fit, that's kind of. I think it's bullshit that he got put in prison for whatever he did get put in. Because that seems like cruel and unusual punishment for like a traffic violation. I think it was.
Huh. I'm not upset with you. Believe me, I'm not upset with you. I'm just, you know, it's fascinating to me how, like, you and I, you know, both of us intelligent individuals, I like to think, you know, just come to such different conclusions. I'm not going to say I'm right. I'm not going to say you're wrong or you're right. I just find it extremely fascinating. I find it very, very fascinating.
But I will say, Scott's right, and Kyle, you're a fucking moron. The fuck?
Well, I will say this. It's, you know, none of us know except for God in heaven above and OJ, you know, and both of them are not on this mortal plane. But
no,
I guess I
OJ
can say
did that shit.
I guess I can say, God damn, look at this Grandis kit. He's even made it. He's yep. even made it to do the traditional docking with the Power Master Optimus Prime from Titans Returns. That's
cool.
Fucking awesome. Xavier, do you have a looky what I found?
Nope, nothing this week.
That's okay, man. How about you, Kyle?
Nothing.
Oh, that's fun. Well, I'll tell you what. While we're here, then. Reinforcements from Cybertron. Do you have? Oh, look, Wilford Brimley's back. Hello, Wilford. Hello, Wilford. Scratching the butt. Oh, get the head scratchies in there. Oh, I love you too, Wilford. I love you too. Any reinforcements this week, Kyle?
You.
I've got nothing, but I did pre-order the Gamer Edition Optimus that they put back out for, like, seemingly no reason. and Shattered Glass, Optimus and Ratchet, again, seemingly no reason. Yeah,
just out of nowhere.
I think because they know they fucked up on the distribution on that shit, and they were like, ugh, probably should put the rest of these out.
Jetfire makes sense.
Before giving them to A-Mart.
No. Jetfire makes sense. Almost like he was in a comic recently. And everyone should have Jetfire.
I got some stuff, but I'll be honest, I don't know what it is.
It's around here somewhere.
I know that Cybertron Wheeljack was in there. I know there was like the Ghostbusters stuff. I just haven't opened the boxes, man. I'm not feeling it. I'm not
the
fucking.
The transformers could either be dead or alive. Honestly, Schrodinger said so.
I mean, not kidding. Schrodinger's action figure. It must be considered in both robot and alt mode until observed. How about you, Xavier? Any reinforcements this week?
Studio Series 110 Shockwave. Ooh, so that's cool.
Nice.
He's got that great thing where they gave him the yellow eye and the angry monobrow right in the top north point of the eye, so it looks like he's permanently scowling and looking angry. I love that great little detail.
Yeah.
And just because it was sitting in a Walgreens, a real Hollywood's Ride Optimus. So
right on.
Yeah, just a little pickup. I was like, oh, I'll take one of these.
Right on. Moving over to the chat here. Wolf1701 says, can't wait. Crossbones Koopa says, can someone get a Koopa stuffed animal and put it in a theater seat to represent me there? Dude, I ain't going. You're going to have to depend on either Kyle going to Pensacola, Florida, or Xavier walking down the street. You know, it's...
And let's be honest, what are the odds of that happening?
Yeah. Kyle has a better chance of going to fucking Mississippi, like fighting gators. Oh, my God.
Like Russell Crowe's fighting around the world.
Kyle's entire life is like the 8-bit Bayou Billy video game. That's...
I found a bulletproof vest in a swamp in this gator.
Darn, 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 darn. Man. Bayou Kyle.
He's got the same hat and everything. He loves that whip because he knows if he tries to fight the guy's hand straight on with his hands, he's going to lose because they cheat.
Yeah. Bayou Billy is the only game I can think of that use like light gun and control pad.
Holy fuck, what an interesting story. Just that whole game. That whole game is fucking interesting because it was completely remade from what it was into Bayou fucking Billy.
Right? The Japanese version was fucking weird. But all of a sudden, Bayou goddamn. And I love it. Hey, Ruby, the Bayou Billy! You know, whatever you.
Yes!
I think that's one of the games that has the most infamous uses of save states. Like, you can't get through the game speedrun-wise without at least a couple of save state uses.
No. Bayou Billy, it took me 8 years to beat that shit. It was fucking intense, man. I beat it once and that. Never doing that again. Done. Oh, my God. Because we didn't have save states back in the day. Right? Shit, man. And you had to beat Bayou Billy in one sitting. It was... Right. That's it. You were fucked. You died? Fuck you. You don't get to start again. Should have saved up... Should have saved up the extra lives whenever you were driving down a dirt road throwing dynamite sticks at airplanes.
I feel so bad for the kids in the 80s that went to Blockbuster and was like, oh, new game, what's this, Bayou Billy? I'm part Creole, let's do this.
Darn. That fucking theme song slaps. I have Banjo Guy Ollie's version of the Bayou Billy theme song. Fucking slurps. It's some good shit. And he's playing it on the banjo, so it sounds really authentic. It sounds really inbred and hillbilly, and it's good. It's really good.
Perfect.
Yeah. Going over to the chat, let's see here. Wolf 1701 and Tubi has every episode of every series for free, just no movies. 86 or Paramount series. I think it has to do with distribution rights. Fuck, I want that Grandis kit. Belushi says, I'd buy an upgrade that turns any figure into Soundwave. Crossbone says, damn, now I want Titans Returns Blaster for the parts to get to make Grandis. Would it work with Titans Soundwave? I'm not actually certain. Dwayne Marsh says, that Grandis looked good. I think OJ wore a tight glove. They take a moment or two to slide into. Dewana says, my cat Cutie Pie keeps staring intensely at your kitty. I mean, Cutie Pie's got eyes. Wilford's a handsome bloke. There's no two ways about it. That's handsome right there. That's fucking handsome, right? Look at that profile. Wilford, you're a handsome fucker. You know that? I love you Wilford. Such a good kitty. You fucker. Are such a good kitty. Give me a fist bump. Boop. Thank you. Oh, my God. Gentlemen, you got any big plans for this week? Yeah.
Not really.
I'm just going to fucking... I'm not going to lie. I'm going to... After this, I'm going to fucking lie down and try to heal.
And pray to God it doesn't start all over again.
Oh, my
God. It seems to be a theme.
I'm so...
Kyle,
you're
the show, you're like,
so fucking tired.
Kyle, you should probably run the vacuum for the entire week outside your window just to suck up some of that pollen and try to get the air back.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm scratching my foot right now. It's orgasmic.
Can we show that?
No, no, no. OnlyFans. Go to the Good Morning Cybertron's OnlyFans. You get to see it there. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. So I guess I'm going to wrap this up by saying don't get cellulitis.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, well, go ahead and get some fucking cellulitis then.
I fucking will. You
enjoy.
Watch me.
Oh,
got a bottle of it right here next to me.
I think I'm tired. I got to lie down. Wilford loves me. Look at this. Oh, Wilford. Who's a good kitty? Who's sinking his claw right into my duodenum? Is you. Is you. Oh.
He's going to steal your breath when you sleep.
Crossbone says, God, I need to put out more content, but I'm so beat from doing work. Yeah. I feel you, buddy. I feel you. And it just keeps fucking raining here in Johnstown. It just keeps fucking raining. My roof leaks. And it's just, I need to get the fuck out of this city.
Your leg leaks.
I wish my leg leaked. I wish my leg leaked. Hey, I'm going to go lie down. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. And I want to thank everybody for being over in the chat. Belushi says, see you down the road. Thank you, Belushi. Say good night to Dewanis. I got so burnt out from trying to do weekly vids. Yeah, Dewanis. Your stuff was good, though. Crossbones, have a good week. Dewanis, have a great week. Dwayne, Wolf 1701, thank you for being here. Giga Twin, thank you for being here. Give your brother a great big kiss for us. I don't know if I said Wolf 1701, but I love you, buddy. You're hell of a guy. Dwayne Marsh, love you too. Thank you so much for being here. Gentlemen, say good night.
Good night and good health.
Oh, well, I'm going to have one of those. maybe a quarter.
Maybe a little from column A, maybe from a little column B.
It is night. it is night.
Night.
Good night and good health. Well, it's night. One quarter. Good night, everyone.